High school seniors are getting ready to receive their diplomas soon. School districts carefully track the number of students who reach that milestone. But this week, we're airing a series called Who's Counted, examining how state policy leaves some groups of students out when calculating school district graduation rates. Those students are among the most at risk for not finishing. Today, KNKX youth and education reporter Ashley Gross has this story on how students who attend large online schools disappear from district graduation rates.
Forks is a small community nestled between Olympic National Park and the Pacific Ocean. Only about 3,700 people live here. So you would think people I asked outside of the Thriftway supermarket would have heard of the largest school in the school district.
Have you heard of Insight School?
No. Couldn't begin to tell you.
Never heard of it. Nope. Don't know anything about it.
Is it surprising to hear that it's the biggest school in the district, Insight School of Washington?
Yeah, because I've never heard of it.
But there's a reason why people in Forks may not have heard of Insight School of Washington, even though it's part of the Quileute Valley School District, the district that covers Forks. The 2,000 or so students who attend Insight School live all across the state. Sarah King Scott is one of them. She lives in Shoreline and has never even been to Forks.
I'm going to log into my online school.
King Scott is holding her laptop and showing the classes she's enrolled in.
Right now I'm taking art appreciation, American literature, biology, and PE.
Insight School of Washington is an online school operated by the for-profit, publicly traded company K-12 Inc., through a contract with the Quileute Valley School District. It's a public school funded with state tax dollars. This kind of setup may sound like a charter school, but these online schools predate charter schools in Washington. They're mostly hosted in rural districts. Families fill out a form to transfer to, say, the Quileute Valley School District. King Scott and her younger sister both go to online schools. Here's their mom, Leanne Scott.
It has really worked for our family because we seek out knowledge and we're looking for stuff anyway. And the kids are online looking for things to do, fun things. You know, why not learn online as well?
Sarah King Scott is 16 years old and biracial. She's attended other online schools in the past and tried going to her regular high school in Shoreline in 2017. But she transferred to Insight School partly because of negative interactions with peers.
There's no creepy boys my age, which is something I ran into at my month in the brick-and-mortar high school. There's no racism, which I ran into all of my brick-and-mortar education.
So logging into classes taught by teachers elsewhere in the state, submitting homework online, all of that was appealing to her. And she's doing well. She says she's on the honor roll. But there are a lot of kids attending Insight School who are not doing well. The school has a graduation rate of 32%. Almost half the kids drop out. Cecily Keister is head of Insight School. She's employed by the Virginia-based company K-12 Inc. Keister says the school draws a lot of students who have fallen behind in their prior schools. Last year, about two-thirds were credit deficient when they enrolled.
Which begs the question, you know, what happened in your home district? Do they know you're here and we're happy to have you because we want you to graduate? But we have a lot of work to do, a lot of backtracking and credit recovery work.
But here's the thing. Insight School's low graduation rate doesn't show up in Quileute Valley's district-wide graduation rate. That's because of a quirk in state policy. The state superintendent's office leaves some groups of students out when calculating district-level graduation rates. In this case, students who attend large online schools that get a majority of students from outside of the district. That means Quileute Valley's graduation rate is 75%, but that just reflects the students who live in the Forks area. If all the Insight School students were included, the district's grad rate would drop by about 40 percentage points.
If the graduation rate at Forks High School was 32%, wouldn't that be concerning?
Absolutely, but it's not the same program that our online program is.
That's Quileute Valley Superintendent Diana Rayome. She says the difference is Insight School is an alternative school that draws students who have struggled. But I asked her, don't the online students become invisible when they aren't counted in any school district's graduation rate?
They're not showing up in the district where they live. You know, those kids, they live in maybe Tacoma or Seattle or whatever. They don't show up in those school districts' graduation rates. They don't show up in your school district's graduation rate.
So it depends on where you're looking at the data, too. Their data is there. I mean, it's front and center if you want to pull up their school. And we're very aware of it. If we weren't aware of it and we didn't know what was going on, I think that would be a greater concern.
It's true. You can look up Insight School's graduation rate on the state superintendent's website. And online students are counted in the statewide graduation rate. Rayom says Quileute Valley offers online school to provide options to students who need flexibility. But there's a financial boost to the school district. Quileute Valley keeps a percentage of the per pupil amount from the state. And the district benefits from money the state gives to property-poor school districts that can't raise much through local levies. Those dollars are based on enrollment. Insight School adds thousands of extra kids to the district's enrollment. Rayom says getting extra money is not why the district has an online school.
That wasn't our intention when we built the program. Our intention was to have, again, another way of learning for students, and that's one of the pluses of it. I don't believe that that was any part of why we would run a program like this. We want opportunities for our children.
Okay. But do those dollars get invested into the Insight School students?
No, they stay local, like local levy would.
Okay. So that's a nice boost that you get from...
That is nice, yes.
It amounts to more than $2 million extra dollars. All of this has flown under the radar in Washington. Even the fact that for-profit companies operate publicly funded online schools here is not widely known. But the idea of having struggling students turn to online school as a way to catch up raises concerns. Robert Balfance researches graduation rates at Johns Hopkins University.
The real problem with virtual schools, especially for high-needs kids or high, at risk, is that the evidence is clear-cut. They need relationships as well as good instruction. And virtual schools are about really the absence of relationships.
My teachers were good for the most part, but, there's only so much connecting you can do over a microphone.
Jinx Jones enrolled at Insight School in 2012. She made that choice after a difficult first year at Lakes High School in Lakewood, which she says was overwhelming.
There was just so many people, and I felt really lost, and I just couldn't get my bearings in that kind of population.
She had failed some of her classes, and it was difficult socially. So she did some research and discovered Insight School. She started out strong in the online program.
Did you get good grades?
I did my first quarter. I still have my honor roll certificate. So I did really good my first semester, and then after that, I lost a little bit of momentum.
Jones lost so much momentum that she only earned about 3 credits before dropping out in 2014. It was hard to stay motivated. And she says being alone at home wasn't that great after a while.
I was dealing with being a teenager and you're going through puberty and all sorts of mental stuff starts setting in, and so I had escaped the drama of high school, but I'd also kind of secluded myself too.
Jones later got her GED and then earned an associate degree through a dropout re-engagement program at Tacoma Community College. She works there now and says she sees a good number of young people who have abandoned online school. The question is, when those students drop out of online programs, do they fall through the cracks and become invisible? Ashley Gross, KNKX News.
This is part of our series, Who's Counted? Examining School District Graduation Rates. We also have a story about how students in dropout re-engagement programs are left out of district graduation rates. You can find it on our website, knkx.org.